Now, an Irishman has been making headlines in the Brussels media. They're reporting the man's arrest after he climbed onto a statue outside the Belgian Stock Exchange. Afterwards, part of the statue was discovered to have been damaged and knocked off. Nell van de Vanet is on the line now from Brussels. She's an architect and she's the chief executive of the Brussels Stock Exchange project. And I know this whole restoration project meant a lot to you, Nell van de Vanet. Tell us about the statue and its restoration.
Hello, nice to hear you. It is a symbolically important building for Brussels and the Belgians. After 3 years of restoration, this weekend there was a grand opening. The steps of the Stock Exchange with the two lions on each side are famous as a gathering place at happy but also sad moments, like after the attacks in Brussels. So if we saw after 2 days of opening a happy Irish tourist filming himself breaking off the hand of one of the angels that holds the lion, we were very, very sad and upset. It's a bit of a sad moment to see now after these 3 years of restoration, where we know the sculpture and the time that it took to restore it is now broken off after 2 days of opening.
And as you say, 3 years to restore this statue. What was broken off and how difficult a process is it going to be to re-restore the statue now?
Well, the whole building took 3 years, but actually, one of the restorations was the sculpture. It will take probably 2 months again before we can see the whole build lion with the hand intact again. So it's again a long process. Yeah.
It's one of the difficulties, isn't it, with sculpture in public places? I mean, they're in public and there is always an instinct, isn't there, to approach and touch, even if, you know, maybe more sensible people wouldn't be climbing up on top of things. I don't know.
Yeah, it's true. I think it's not only in Brussels, but we thought, well, this nice restored building will have some respect and well, the Brussels inhabitants are so happy to finally see this building open again. But of course, maybe the value of these symbolic buildings or statues are not really appreciated by some tourists. So it's a pity. I think it's also happening in, in other cities, maybe in Dublin or Rome or Paris. But this was quite painful for us.
And who pay for the damage?
Well, police intercepted him, so I think it will be on his account. But maybe I can do an appeal for a peaceful mediation and a payment for the restoration of the
statue. What's the bill? How much are you looking for?
It will be around 5,000 or 7,000 euros. So it's a lot of money, yes.
All right. Well, we wish you the best of luck and hope your statue is looking at its best soon. Nell van de Vanet, thank you very much indeed. And we'll be back with the business news after this break.